Hi, this is Marilee Bradley on MyBridge Radio, keeping you connected. Sometimes we aren't aware of our language choices until we hear our kids repeating them. It took me a while to figure out why our youngest child thought our van was named Buckle. Then I realized every time we get in the car, I say over and over, Buckle, 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 while buckling him into his car seat and reminding his siblings to do the same. And just the other day, I told my three-year-old she needed to clean her room. She said to me, "I not clean my room." I told her, "You can put the blankets back on your bed, so start with that." When I closed the door, I heard her muttering, "Stink, stink, stink, stink." In this family, that's about as close to cursing as it comes, and I know exactly who she learned it from. Motherhood has taught me to be so careful about my words. We read in James that the tongue is a restless evil, and there are many parenting moments where I have to fight that restlessness. My words can build up my children, or they can tear them down. And whatever words I say in the privacy of my own home are words my kids are likely to repeat at grandma's house or at the playground or at children's church. May they hear words from me that honor God, that show respect for others, and that encourage their hearts. This is Marilee Bradley connecting you to a mother's heart for God.